This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you're 40 or older like me, losing weight can get tougher. The old tricks may not work any longer. On top of that, balancing family duties often means neglecting your own well-being. Good news, you don't have to struggle with weight loss anymore. I will help you tackle hormonal and metabolism changes and share proven strategies and methods to lose weight for good. Prioritize your health to fully embrace all that life still has in store for us.
Welcome back to Trim and Timeless. My name is Dr. Anna G, and I am so happy to be on here with you. I know it's today's December 14th, so it's kind of the middle of December, but I still wanted to talk to you guys before Christmas comes. And today we're tackling one of the most challenging and tempting seasons of the year, the holidays. But let me tell you something that might surprise you. We are not powerless against the holidays. You can absolutely enjoy this season without feeling like you're sacrificing your goals or yourself. The holidays don't have to mean overindulging, feeling bloated, or stepping into the new year filled with regret. Instead, they can be a time to connect, celebrate, and feel proud of the choices you make. In this episode, I'll share practical strategies to help you enjoy the holiday season while staying true to yourself and your goals. I'll also share my own experiences navigating these temptations, including how I handled some seriously delicious desserts over Thanksgiving. So let's dive in. Let's talk about why the holidays are tricky. The holidays bring joy, but let's be honest, they also bring challenges. There's an abundance of temptation treats, packed schedules that make it hard to stick to routines, and emotional triggers that can lead to stress eating. But here's the thing, the holidays themselves aren't the problem. It's how we react to them. And that's good news because it means we are in control. Let me share a metaphor to illustrate this. Imagine a holiday buffet with endless options. Turkey, stuffing, pies, cookies. It's tempting to pile everything onto your plate. But if you do, you'll feel overwhelmed and overfull. Now, think of the holiday season as a life buffet. It's filled with opportunities, time with family, festive foods, and moments to relax. But just like at the buffet, you don't have to take everything. You get to choose what adds value to your experience and leave the rest. For example, I used to love and dread the Christmas holidays at the same time because I felt overwhelmed with all the holiday parties and gatherings. Yet I would love the lights, the beauty, the family get-togethers, and all of that. But this year, I decided not to host what I call a Friendsmas gathering. You know how like during Thanksgiving we call it Friendsgiving with our friends, and you know, like if it's not with our family and it's just with our friends, we call it Friendsgiving. So I would also host this gathering called the Friendsmas, a party, and And every year would do that. But this year, I mean, I don't mind attending them, but this year I didn't want to host one, so I didn't. I wanted to streamline my schedule. Now let's also talk about reclaiming our power during the holidays. Here's the first key idea. We are not powerless against the holidays. Every event, every tempting treat, every moment is a chance to reclaim your power and align with what's important to you. And you can do this in ways that feel empowering and not restrictive. Let me share another personal example. Over Thanksgiving, my sister-in-law made these beautiful individual pumpkin souffles for everyone. They looked amazing, but I decided to turn down mine. And instead, I took a single bite of my husband's pumpkin souffle. And you know what? That one bite was just enough. It was satisfying, and I didn't feel like I missed out. There was also a bourbon pecan pie, a dessert I never tried before. I've tried pecan pies, but not a bourbon-flavored one. And so I said, I think I want to sample this. Now, I know what the crust would taste like, so I just sampled the filling. And once again, it was just enough. I didn't feel deprived because I had enjoyed the flavors I was curious about. But here's what made it even better. The bigger reward wasn't in the taste. It was in everything I didn't gain by not overindulging. I didn't gain weight. I didn't experience that uncomfortable bloating. I didn't wake up the next day filled with regret. Instead, I honored myself, my values, and my goals. That sense of pride and alignment felt so much better than any fleeting taste could. Now, let's go over some practical strategies for a holiday success. Number one, mindful eating. Mindful eating can be a game changer during the holidays. Here's what I recommend. Decide ahead of time with your prefrontal cortex, that's your decision-making part of your brain, with what you would likely want to eat and how much. So it's not just eat whatever and however much, utilizing your reactive part of the brain. When you're at a holiday meal or party, choose the foods you truly love, those dishes that make the season special for you. Savor every bite. Eat slowly and really experience the flavors. Imagine you're like those food network judges, and you know how they close their eyes when they sample. They kind of, they're thoughtful about it. They roll it around their tongue, they smell it, and they really experience the flavors. So imagine you're like that to truly experience the flavors. Then pause. Ask yourself, am I satisfied? Do I really need more? Or am I eating just because it's there? Because let's be honest, oftentimes if you give in to a delicious treat, the first bite or the second, usually are delicious, but the rest is usually eaten on autopilot. Think about that. So this approach helps you enjoy the foods you love without overindulging. Remember, it's not about deprivation. It's about finding what's truly enough for you. The second tip is stay active. Movement is another powerful tool. During the holidays, it doesn't have to be anything intense or time-consuming. A simple walk after a big meal or a short stretch in the morning can make a big difference. Or put on some music and dance. That's one of my favorite. Think of movement as a way to give back to your body. It boosts your energy, improves digestion, and helps you feel more balanced, both physically and mentally. What I love to do when I'm traveling for the holidays and before I get together with my family for breakfast or coffee, I love to just stay in my room and do my stretches and some physical activity before I even start my day. Okay, the third tip, manage your stress. Stress is a huge trigger for emotional eating. Before you reach for that extra cookie, pause and ask yourself, what do I really need right now? Maybe it's not food at all. Maybe it's rest, connection with a loved one, or even just a moment to breathe. Utilize the acronym HALT, H-A-L-T. H-A-L-T. H is for hungry, A is for angry, L is for lonely, and T is for tired. Ask yourself, are you really hungry, or are you angry, or are you lonely, or are you tired? Figure it out. If you truly are hungry, eat. If you're angry, process that instead of eating. If you're lonely, get connected with your loved ones instead of eating. If you're tired, get rest instead of eating. Plus, when you ask yourself these questions, it gives you a pause between the trigger to eat and acting upon it. When you take care of your stress, you're less likely to turn to food for comfort. Number four, enjoy the holidays without sacrificing your goals. I want to emphasize this again. You can absolutely enjoy the holidays and stay true to your goals. For me, it wasn't about skipping dessert entirely. It was about tasting the parts that truly mattered and stopping when I felt satisfied. The real joy wasn't in eating the whole pumpkin souffle or the entire slice of pecan pie. It was in knowing that I stayed true to myself and I woke up the next morning feeling light, proud, and energized, not weighed down or regretful. When you focus on how you want to feel, energized, confident, and aligned with your goals, you'll find it easier to make choices that serve you. And trust me, these choices will feel so much better than any overindulgence ever could. Remember, the holidays don't control us. We control how we navigate them. Each small choice is a step toward becoming the person you want to be. So friends, as we wrap up this year, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey of growth, health, and self-love. Remember, as you celebrate this holiday season, to treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you offer to others. You deserve it. May your days be filled with warmth, joy, and moments that remind you of how precious life truly is. I am wishing you and your loved ones a happy holidays and a beautiful start to the new year. Take care, my friends, and I will see you in 2025.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Trim and Timeless. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take your journey to the next level, remember that I am here to support you every step of the way. If you're looking for additional accountability, personalized coaching, and unwavering support, visit trimandtimeless.com. That's TRIMANDTIMELESS.com. You can sign up for a complimentary mini session where we can explore how I can help you achieve your goals. It would be an honor to be your coach and guide you towards the success you deserve. Until next time, remember, it's never too late to lose weight.